fine-tuned precision operation here at what jail is like. Improvisational.
Humming like a pussycat.
Woo! I came out!
You heard Gorky Zygotic Minchie, Desolation Blues from Spanish Dance Troupe. And before that, Makeup, White Belts from Save Yourself. Now, two out of the three members of the What Jail's Like crew recommend that highly.
Yep.
Yeah.
Hey, well, now, let's not... Like, I don't not recommend it. I don't know anything.
Well, you don't necessarily recommend it highly.
All right. A couple weeks ago, we played the first song, and that was the second song. So pretty soon, the whole album will be played.
Yeah, if you just stay with us through the next 4 years.
There, piece it together.
Yeah. You're going to really
write down
know
the names of the songs. We'll give you a cookie.
Oh, yeah. You'll know whether you should purchase that album or not.
Write down the names of the songs and then give us a cookie.
Exactly.
Oh, I could go for a cookie right now. 113 North Market Street in Champaign. 61820 is the area code. All I don't really know why you'd need to know that. Just bringing me a cookie.
Somebody bring us something one of these weeks. Come on. We're real nice. You can get right in the building. Just don't bring us, you know, a bullet.
Public service announcements. Little white pieces of card that, you know, give words, give information, give dates, give times, give events that you can partake in over the lonesome, lonesome times that What Jail's Like is not on the air. And, you know, obviously Thanksgiving is coming up this week, so... You have something to do on Thursday, which is to be harassed and to go through emotional turmoil and eventually to pass out. But, you know, there's Friday, there's Monday, there's Tuesday, there's Wednesday, and there's Saturday.
Sorry.
Sorry, man. It's okay. Let it all out. And there's Sunday afternoon. So you need to know what to do. I'm going to tell you what to do because we are a full-service comedy freaking operation. Super happy fun time, public service announcements. Possibly the creepiest and most disturbing.
So super happy fun half time. An hour long. Yeah. Half an hour long. Call 359-9338.
Somebody do a break if you BSA.
The Early American Museum and Muhammad will present a long
I love them.
Holiday.
We haven't done anything for them in a long time. We're back, Early American Museum.
A mile north of Muhammad.
They'll present... A Roaring Twenties Holiday on Sunday, December 5th from 1 to 4 p.m.
Well, they really? I'll be damned. That's great.
A day of activities, holiday treats, and the opening of the exhibit, Life in the 1920s. Next month, they will open the exhibit, A Whoring 90s Holiday, which they show how, you know, our country has plummeted in the last 70 years. From flappers to falling corn prices, the early 20s was a time of industrial, financial, and social change. Visitors can watch old-time movies, join in games for young and old, learn 20s dance styles, listen to the music of the 20s, make a wish on the wishing tree, enjoy holiday stories, enter the grueling crab walk contest,
and die of polio, which is nice.
And prepare for the depression. Wait, the grueling crab walk contest.
Doesn't that sound like a great time? Not only is it grueling, but it's a crab. It's like a crab.
Do you guys want to join as a trio for the crab walk contest?
I think that'd be great.
We have a total of a lot of crab legs.
Can I the legs? You can be the shell, and you can be the pincers.
Wow! You know, big up to the early American Museum for tapping right into this generation's desire to emulate crabs.
Seriously, big up is right.
Yes,
the museum will be open 1 to 4 p.m. weekends in December before Christmas. Admission will be charged. For more information, call 586-2612. The museum is located half a mile north of I-74 on Route 47 of the west entrance to Lake of the Woods Park and is a facility of the Champaign County Forest Preserve District.
You're 12 years old or less and have a small budget. Where can you shop for the holidays? Okay, there's a bunch of 12-year-olds going, what's a budget?
What's a holiday? What? Well, I want to meet the 12-year-olds who have a huge budget.
There's a couple of, like, there's, you're 12 years old or less? Yes, yes I am. And have a small budget. Oh, that's not for me.
Mom, I got not. You Eastern Europe for
Christmas. I'll wait for the next PSA. Thank you.
Crisis Nurseries Children's Crisis. Wow, I didn't know you could put this many.
Apostrophes.
Yeah.
Believe
Crisis
me.
Nurseries Children's Holiday Shop at Lincoln Square Mall. Saturdays, November 27th, December 4th, and December 11th, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Sundays, November 28th, December 5th, and December 12th, noon to 5 p.m. The shop will offer gifts for your family, friends, and teachers. Volunteers assist shoppers. Parents wait in designated area. Don't do it. They're going to gas you. They're going to gas you and take your
Read, read, read! Parents outside designated area!
Look at that man. He obviously came out of the designated area.
I guess they need I guess they needed something to fill all that empty, cold space in Lincoln Square Mall, you know?
Right, so a designated area for parents was the obvious choice.
Seems so.
Children wrap and pay for gifts themselves. They will pay. All proceeds benefit the Crisis Nursery. That's at Lincoln Square Mall, Urbana, weekends from November 27th through December 12th.
Okay.
Call what? Oh, yeah, it's a little late, but sure, later on us.
I'm going to turn his mic off for the moment. The Vermilion County Museum Society. It's not the museum itself, nor is it the county.
It's the society.
Yeah, it's the society that revolves around the museum that commemorates the county. Damn creepy. Yeah. 116 North Gilbert Street in Danville, Illinois, will present a candlelight Christmas walk on Saturday and Sunday, December 4th and 5th from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. Mr. and Mrs. Lincoln and other characters will be on hand to greet visitors. So this is a great opportunity to really mess with your child's psyche. Not only will you be taking them on a Christmas walk 20 days before Christmas actually happens, but you can also introduce them to people who've been dead for 150 years.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's a great way to wreck your child's life. How do you want to wreck Bobby's life this year?
I was thinking that we could just leave him out in traffic for weeks at a time and then bring him in.
You know, Early American Museum, the Vermilion County Museum Society has thrown down the gauntlet here. Let's see you guys come up with something comparable.
It's like we could speak a new language to him every hour.
The house is being
decorated. Feed him until he understands.
Decorated by staff, volunteers, and members of the Petal Pushers study group of the Danville Garden Club, about which nothing will be said. Santa Claus will be a special guest for the children. Another great way, you know, make the association between Santa Claus and Lincoln. See if you can mix the two up in the kids' minds. Get them answering Santa Claus to the question, "Who freed the slaves?" on their history tests.
Seriously, I think Santa Claus should just be used as a general answer to all history questions.
Yeah. And treats will be given to those in attendance. Musical entertainment will be provided and refreshments will be served in the carriage house kitchen where the entire Vermilion County Museum Society will be sauced on cooking sherry. Boy, I really had to work for that one. Barry's Garden Center is providing decorations for the outside lamp posts. Parking is available adjacent to the museum. There is a donation that is requested. Children under 14 are free, so donations are not requested of them. Although if you are under 14, you've got a high budget. Maybe you can think about it.
Seriously. Doing something nice for the community.
For further information, contact the museum at 217-442-2922 or 217-442-2001. I love PSAs where they give you the two phone numbers and no reason to choose between both of those. Mm-hmm. You know? Ah. All right.
The Urbana Park District presents November 25th through 32nd. Oh, wait. November 25th, the 32nd annual Turkey Trot. Work up an appetite by participating in the 1.5-mile fun walk or the 1.5-mile fun run.
Let me say, there ain't nothing fun about walking for a mile and a half.
Or running. And I understand if they give you
There's the 3-mile not-so-fun run and the 6-mile, dear God, please make it stop run.
I don't understand. Once again, they give you no reason to choose between the fun walk or the fun run, you know, if they're both equally fun.
Yeah.
The entire family can participate or just come to the lake house in Crystal Lake Park to cheer you on.
My 6-month-old niece participated in the fun run last year.
It was more like a fun drag by the end of the 1.5 miles.
It was a fun run, but we're hoping she'll finish by the time this year's over.
Check-in begins at 8 a.m. and races start at 9 a.m.
And check-out is at noon, you bastards. And don't take the towels.
Call 367-1544 to find out more information about how to register. December 3rd, 4th, or 5th, Candles Over the Prairie Grove. Celebrate the holiday season with free hot chocolate, live musical entertainment, a hike along the Busey Woods Trail, and hot air balloon luminaria.
Aren't candles... Isn't the prairie rather...
sensitive to being burned down?
Isn't it burn rather easily? Candles all over the prairie!
Furthermore, do they have a permit for those luminaria?
No, really. The data is dependent on the weather, so call 384-4062 to find out when the candles will be on.
Your au pair, pronounced your au pair. Intercultural child care programs. Your au pair, very long line with an arrow at the end. Au pairs are carefully... No, everybody just listen to this and tell me if this does not sound like some coded call for young male prostitutes. Au pairs are carefully screened young adults between the ages of 18 and 26 seeking the opportunity to live with an American family and help care for the family's children in exchange for the chance to learn more about our culture and language. There's subtle innuendo all over that statement.
So, what did you learn about the culture? Well, I learned their children are a little sh...
Wee! Au pairs speak English, are well-educated. This is what creeps me out. Au pairs speak English, are well-educated, healthy, just in case you're worried.
Childbearing hips.
That boy's got a butt clean? Like a 14-year-old girl. And willing to make a 12-month commitment to live as a member of an American family. No. Bend over. We do this in America. You're my son.
American members.
Au pairs offer... Oh, here we go. Au pairs offer families flexible hours of child care assistance. There's innuendo in there. I don't care what
Bring a pair of pairs.
Local families with children aged 3 months to 12 years interested in hosting au pair exchange participants from France, Germany, Spain, Scandinavia, the Czech Republic, Estonia, Japan, South Africa, or French-speaking Canada. It'd be awesome to have an au pair from, like, English-speaking Canada.
Yeah.
Hey, what's up?
Oh, wow. Okay.
Au pairs that are orphaned without any familial relations are encouraged.
Are being sought by the nonprofit Your Au Pair Intercultural Child Care Program.
Did you say you can get a Euro pair from Germany?
Yeah.
Can you get Franco Potente from Germany?
God, wouldn't that be wonderful?
Yes.
A big, big bucket of Franco Potente. I'm sorry. Your Au Pair is also currently seeking local volunteer community... counselors to help recruit and screen host families, provide orientations, and plan monthly activities. If you would like to offer your family an educationally enriching and rewarding adventure that's practical too, or if you are interested in volunteering with the Your Au Pair program, please contact Your Au Pair toll free at 800-960-91.
Wouldn't it be awesome if we could get Spar anything to volunteer on the Your Au Pair program?
Send him. You get this poor kid from Germany. Inspired. He's like, go in there and get me some plastic bags.
No, nasty.
Shut up and smoke this.
You know, I loved this EuroPair program, but I want any Rantoul people partaking in the EuroPair program and then, like, representing your crazed, degenerate lifestyles as what America is like to these children, to these poor children from overseas, because it's not right. Really brief one here. Want to meet other singles and see you? Singles Mingle at Barnes & Noble. Singles Mingle. At 51 East Market View Drive in Champaign, Mondays 7:30 to 9 p.m. Ask at the cashier where the singles meeting table is.
Oh, God. How awkward and humiliating can they make that, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
Ask around. Ask everybody who's involved in a happy relationship where the single lonely people go.
So, would you like to purchase a book? No, I'm, you know, I can't meet people. I'm, you know.
We're going to force you to meet people. What do they have, like group activities?
Not only that, but ask the cashier where the singles meeting table is. They got a table. You know, they've got this isolated table in the middle of everywhere. So it's pretty clear. Oh, yeah, I'm just browsing books. No, you're at the one table where all the other, you know, 50 really uncomfortable singles are. Subtlety.
Oh, it's a lost art, boys.
Yeah, well, at least they rhyme the name. Singles Mingle. Monday, 7:30 to 9 p.m. at Barnes & Noble.
I'm going.
Those of you listeners out there just pining away for Eric and Matt, you'll never be able to have them. But you could go to the Singles Mingle, 7:30 to 9 p.m.
Why don't you just, you might be able to have a, send us an 8x10 glossy. We'll have, you know.
Everybody gets a fair evaluation.
Oh, sure. Don't call us, we'll call you.
Whee!
359-9338 is the phone number. What we got coming up right about now is a big old slab of just intensity, just really intense radio theater that's just going to build and build towards a just this amazing
seriously
epiphany.
Laced with pseudo swears.
Yes, what it basically is the Radio Herald.
Yeah, the Radio Herald's pretty much the closest thing you can have to sex on the radio. So get out your pack of Lucky Strikes because you're gonna need one. Your frozen waffles, start them defrosting because you're gonna be hungry afterwards. possibly some Kleenex, maybe a moist towelette.
Yeah, depending on your style.
Yeah, you don't want to change the sheets. You don't want nice sheets down on the futon for this. This is gonna be one comedic freaking that you will never forget.
Maybe just a big tarp.
Yes, a nice waterproof tarp, a slicker if you have one. Just lay a slicker down. Because we're gonna freak you comedic style. What we need from you is to call up right now and give us a word. A phrase, something simple and, you know, nothing, no baggage, you know, just something like, you know, like shoe. Don't give us shoe, but, you know, shoe. That's a great suggestion. And watch us go, man. Watch those crazy cats go.
A word, a phrase, send us on our way, basically. 359-9338 to submit for the Radio Herald.